Okay, we're visiting now on this week's Radio Sports page with Norwalk junior pitcher Zadie Wadley and sophomore catcher Lauren Black. They had a big night against Indianola in a 7-0 victory on Monday night. Girls, congratulations on the win, and just what's your thoughts on the season so far?
Well, we have a really great team, so it's really fun. We all get along well, and I think we've been playing great. We really put the bats together tonight, and I think our defense is just like outstanding. Like, they always have my back.
Lauren, you had your third home run of the year against Indianola on Monday. What's been working for you at the plate?
I've gotten a lot more confidence since I've been on the team, and it's my first year, and the girls really, really make everything more than what it was.
And Lauren, do you take more pride in the job you do behind the plate or what you do when you're batting?
Both. I have a big job behind the plate, helping Zadie get strikes, helping the team get outs. Just, it's huge, both.
You guys are a young team. A young team overall. Did you guys hook up as a battery last year at all?
No. Last year we lost like three or four seniors that were starters. So a lot of people are new out here, and I think we're like blending really well.
Zadie, your strikeout numbers have been really high all season long. What do you attribute that to? Did you do some work in the off season, pitching coach, or any? Who's helped you out in that regard?
Well, I was out all last season, so that was pretty tough, or most of last season. And so this season, I've been working really hard. Like, in the off season, I pitched a lot, and I was running so I could get my endurance up. And yeah, I really worked on the off season because it's tough being out for like 8 months and coming back. It's a lot of fun.
Just talk about your repertoire out there. What do you bring to the plate? How many different pitches do you throw?
Well, I like to do a variety of my spin pitches. I really like my curve. She's great at framing it. It works really well, especially with my changeup throws them off balance, so it's a good combo.
And Lauren, what do you see behind the plate from your ace this year? What do you really like that she's doing?
She's moving the ball really well. We have our own like little signals that we do to know like if it's when we want it a little bit higher, a little lower, a little out, a little in, different locations. She's really good on busting out and then busting right back in, going up and going low. It's awesome.
Just hitting wherever you put the glove, she's hitting it?
Yep, basically.
I try.
Yeah.
And the team doing great. Record's really good this year. You're in a first place tie with Dallas Center Grimes in the conference. Just what's the feeling to be up there that high and you know, having the kind of team season that you are?
It feels really great, but we know we have like a target on our back being up that high, and we just have to keep executing, but it feels great.
Same thing for you, Lauren.
We bring a lot. It's just hard because you never know what could happen.
What kind of goals do you have? I mean, there's a lot of season left, but before you know it, the regionals will be here. Are you guys thinking about that yet?
Yeah, we want to be conference champs, obviously, and make it to Fort Dodge this year. It's been a while.
What would it mean to you, Lauren, to, you know, get this team back to Fort Dodge?
Step by step. Win the conference first and then make our appearance. It'd be big. There'd be a lot of tears, a lot of huge things going.
Exciting.
Very, very exciting.
Well, we thank you girls for joining us on this week's Radio Sports page, and continued good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.